You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Thank you for joining me for another episode of this show. You know, we're getting close to our two-year anniversary. I don't have my tripod, and I'm on the road again, so I just thought I'd hold this up for photo opportunities. There you go. post-show, we often post pictures and on the Instagram, so that's why I was doing this. All right, guys, happy Sunday. How's everybody doing? I can't believe we're almost done with summer. The Blonde Ambition Tour is going to go away because I was blonde for the summer. So I hope you guys are doing well. And I have two guests that are amazing. They're working on getting logged in, and hopefully they will join us. But until that happens, I'm going to just keep this show trucking. So I wanted to kind of just recap some of the stuff from last week. We did a live with the Hell's Kitchen chefs, Trenton, Cody, Chef Corey, and Mary Lou. And we did it live downtown. So shout out to everybody that helped make that possible. That was really, really fun. Uncle Nearest Whiskey, Michael Solberg Family Wines, La Casa del Camino, Mescalada, downtown LA. Shout out to Jay Kremis. I hope I'm saying everything right. So that was a really great time, and we're going to do more of those things. So we have Emmy's Week coming up, and I want to go through all of that with you guys, so bear with me. Okay, restart and refresh. Okay, sometimes I have to do two things at once, you guys, but that's all right. So listen, I wanted to go over Emmy's Week and tell you guys the exciting opportunity there. If you're a small business owner, if you're a startup, if you have product or service to offer, we do swag bags. So we're going to place those in 100 bags and give those away to media, press, celebrities, and influencers. So Emmy's Week will be September 17th. Emmy's Day is actually the 19th. So our event will be on the 17th in somewhere around LA. I'm actually going to make an announcement of the location this week, so stick around. Or I'm sorry, the celebrity giftings, we don't give that location out, but the after party is what I'm talking about. So we've got a couple of things going. if you guys have anything that you want to put in the swag bag, feel free to reach out to me. We would love to see what you got. We have everything in those bags. Last bag we had from candles to tarot cards to tea, like kosher tea, wine, t-shirts, stickers, hair products, feminine products, makeup. I mean, we had everything. We had nuts in there. We had, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we can do in those bags. And the reach is really great. So this is a really minimal investment if you are a small business and you want to get your products and or services in the hands of people who have a large followership. So this is a good time to do it if you're thinking about restarting, rebooting, because last year kicked a lot of people's ass, you know, with startups. I mean, with this whole COVID thing. Maybe 2022 will be your year and you're not quite sure what your marketing budget is, but just reach out to me. I'm on all the platforms. I'll be back fully online on Tuesday. You can DM me on Instagram at Monique Leray Stinson. So that's MoniqueLoreStinson. Or on Facebook, Monique Leray. And then, you know, we have a page for this show on Instagram as well, at The Startup with Monique Leray. But if you don't want to do that, if you want to email me, you can email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And I will get your email and respond to you within, you know, the day or so. What are we looking for? We're looking for everything, guys. There's really nothing that you can put in there that we wouldn't take. I mean, we don't want like insects or anything. You know, there was someone I met actually that had a product that had that. It was like a lollipop with insects in it, which would be really great for here. I'm in Vegas today. It'd be really great for the bars here in Vegas because they like spectacle and attractions and things like that. So actually, if you do have lollipops with bugs in it, that might work. Some people might try it. I don't know. shout out to that person that was doing that. All right, guys. Without further ado, I think we've got Mr. Ricardo on the line. I'm so excited.
On the other phone.
All right. Let me introduce them, guys. That's Catchy Clothing. They're out of Southern California, and they are giving back to the community and in a really unique way. And why they set up, I'll just tell you, they are they're a clothing brand. So, Misty, can you hear me there?
I can hear you. It's a little staticky on our end, but I can hear you.
Okay, can you see me? Are you doing okay?
Yes, we can. We can see
Hi,
you.
Hi, Ricardo. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
You know, we're working through these technical things right now with COVID. Yes. I mean, it's not going to be perfect, but we're going to try. All right. So for the viewers and the listeners, why don't you go ahead and just say your name and, you know, where you're from and tell people what your brand is.
My name is Misty Yearwood, and our brand is Best Catchy Clothing. And we're both owners of the clothing line.
We're owners of this clothing line. My name is Ricardo Yearwood. I'm 48 years of age. And I came with this gift of knowing that we all have a catch. We so accustomed to saying things are catchy when we see something. So the light bulb went on. And I've always thought about how is it that I can help others not make some of the mistakes that I made, because I believe that our mistakes sometimes could be helpful to other people in the world to help each other become better. So by our mistakes, I look at our mistakes as lessons of how is it that we can help others avoid and find their catch. So through this catchy clothing, that's how this mission started. I always say it's more than a brand, it's a movement, because we have to move more people to want to know that there's more in this world, there's more to life, not just exist here as in like trying to figure it out, but in the process of wanting to figure it out, we will find our gift and we will find our purpose. And our purpose is this baby here that we gave birth to called That's Catchy Clothing.
Ricardo, I love, and you know, just in the intro, we can feel your passion for this. And you're right. It is your baby. I had a business person in the beginning when I first started, the wine caterers, tell me that this is like a child and it goes through different stages. So you're absolutely right. It is, you know, a baby when you first start it. So why don't we go, you know, right into it? You know, you guys have a very interesting backstory in how you started your brand. And here at the startup, we love hearing startup stories. So tell us how you came to this. Maybe go back to your those times where you learned some lessons there.
Well, I'm very open about my story. I was wrongly convicted for something I did not do my last time around. Before then, I was just hanging around the wrong crowd, just letting my gift go to waste, because I was really truly living in a misconception of what living was all about. And as I sat incarcerated for 20 plus years, I came to realize that the moment I made that choice to want to change and sacrifice, things started changing, doors starting opening for me. And here I am. I'm a testimony that if you focus yourself in something and you believe, you invest in yourself, it's looking at yourself like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go instead of going to go grab something illegally and try to double it up. Why not double up on yourself and believe that your vision, your purpose is a double up? Because first is the mission statement of what is it that we want to do with the brand. And that's being able to encourage our youth to be able to find their highest potential and what their purpose is in life. I let 20 years of my life go just there, but in the process of being in there, I educated myself. I learned, I found my catch, and here I am today. I would have never imagined that I would be part owner of a clothing brand, but the clothing brand is about being able to, like I keep emphasizing, helping our communities, helping our youth. I just want to give back because somebody gave back to me, and that's why I'm standing here today.
Wow. You know what, Ricardo, I find that so, that blows me away because, you know, this is another thing that, you know, my show, we don't go deep on the subject, but in my personal life, I definitely do a deep dive on, you know, with the criminal justice system and the fact that you feel like you have to give back when after 20 years it was taken. Like, you honestly didn't have anything to give back. It's almost like they owe you, but you find it within you to give from a place, I don't know where you get it from. And it just blows my mind, people like you. Like, you're giving back to, you're paying it forward. I like to say paying it forward, but you're giving to the next generation, which is amazing. And the catchy name is great. What, the 20 years, how do you reconcile that in your head? Do you just feel like it's time and place, you know, everything is meant, it works out? Like, how do you reconcile 20 years of your life?
There's a scripture that says that God will not bear nothing heavy on your shoulders that you would not be able to handle. So I felt that once I saw his process through me, I truly believe that he felt that I was strong enough for me to go through the ordeals, for me to go through the mistakes that I made through the course of my adulthood, my young adolescent world, because in the mind I was really still a child because I was doing childish things. I was hanging around people that I weren't supposed to hang around with. But that's the misconception that a lot of our youth in our communities believe that, okay, because you're from this street or you're from this block, that you're supposed to live and die for that. That's a lie. You're dead, those streets are still going to be there. You go to prison for 20 years, you get out, those streets are still going to be there. So you have to focus on self. You have to focus on, okay, what can I do to make not just myself better, but my family better and my community better? And with that being said, I just think that I had to forgive myself. I had to stop victimizing myself and victimizing my family by being away. I've lost so much time with them that, to me, they're strangers nowadays. Some of my family members are strangers, honestly speaking. But I'm focusing on myself and I'm focusing on my wife and I'm focusing on my brand. And hopefully in the course of all this journey, who knows, they might come back around. But right now, this is my baby. This is my purpose. This is my mission. This is what we're fighting for. This is what we're pushing for because somebody has to speak. We have a lot of clothing brands, but we don't have clothing brand with purpose. And that's what that's catchy clothing wants to be and wants to become. And hopefully, who knows?
I love it. I love it. You're giving me FUBU vibes. You're giving me, you know, Jay-Z vibes. I mean, shout out to FUBU and Sean John. Shout out to Jay-Z. I mean, he overcame, you know, the streets and you know, Bed-Stuy and, you know, a lot of obstacles he had, right? And then he made it to the Forbes list. So I can't imagine, I could see you doing anything, really. I mean, that's, you know, he calls his album The Blueprint.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I work my hardest, Monique. But yeah, my wife wanted to say something.
Hi, Misty.
Hi. Just to kind of piggyback on what he was saying, you know, a big part of our vision or his vision, and when he shared it with me, it was something I already had a heart for, which is the youth. You know, we used to work for an alternative schools district school, and a lot of the kids that went there were either orphans or living in a boys or girls home or foster care. And the biggest fear that these young people had was, I'm about to turn 18 and I'm about to age out of my home or my orphanage and I have nowhere to go. Mm. And what we're not realizing is that right now, the percentage of the young people that we see right here in our neighbor, you know, backyard, right here in Hollywood and LA, about 75% of those young people that are out there, the street performing and whatnot, came out of orphanages, homes, boys or girls homes, or the foster care system. And they get ostracized from their families because their parents either were drug addicts or in prison or dead or one, you know, two of the above. And their families already said, well, we don't want anything to do with your parents. So in turn, they have nothing to do with those kids. And those kids just kind of, they just go through the system and they turn 18 and they're going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? I have no place to go. I have nobody, none of my family. I don't even know who they are. I don't have phone numbers. What am I going to do? And they end up on the streets. And, you know, and we know what happens to these kids, and they either end up in prison themselves or end up strung out or become sex workers. And it's sad. 70-something% is too many. And so I said, you know what? So that's we need to say something. Like, we need to give these kids encouragement, hope. When I came up, you know, I only got my friends, you know, my friends were hood, and, you know, I didn't come from the hood, but I God placed me for whatever reason in the situations where all my friends came from really rough neighborhoods, and I got to see from the inside what was going on. And I asked, I'm like, okay, what do you want me to see? Why are you taking me here? Once I pulled away from all that as I got older, why did you let me go through that? You know, and I went through some stuff. And he's like, because now you can go back and tell the story, and you can tell them there is hope, that there is a better way, that you don't have to believe that this is all there is for you. Because I would hear my friends saying, well, I can't get a job, or I can't do this, or I can't get out of the neighborhood because of how I look or the color of my skin or whatever. And this was the lack of hope that I saw in the community. I thought, you know what? Yeah, we've got to make a change. That needs to change. We need to bring hope back to our communities.
Yeah, and to interject into what Missy was speaking about regarding how the foster care system, when these kids leave, they're adults and they end up homeless. A short story about our brand is that I was wearing my brand because we happen to work in film production, and I was at Paramount Studios of all places, and here comes this kid, and this kid sees my first print shirt. He was like, yo, like, hey, where you get that shirt? And I was like, oh, really? Like, hey, it's my clothing brand. He's like, oh man, like, I like it. Like, oh, really? So I was surprised, and to get to find out, as I got to know the kid, it was for a Pep Boys commercial, and he was a breakdance background dancer. He was breakdancing for the shoot. And he was like, hey, listen, I think I can make your brand a little bit more funkier. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, man, I'm telling you, just so we exchanged numbers. And as you guys can see behind here, these are some of his creations, guys. Like, I don't know if you guys can see, but yeah, he ended up like just adding flavor where, like, when the light hits it, it gets like that reflected
boogie bot throughout the
like, year. Yes, yeah, so and thanks to him, all this is happening because somebody saw his talents, and we saw his talents once he was gifted from the go, and he's doing a great amazing things, and we're very 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 proud to be.
What's his name?
His name is Boogie Marcus
Taylor, but yeah, Marcus. Yeah.
And Marcus is amazing, man. He's a kid of many talents, young man of many talents, I must say. And he came from the foster care system. He came from being homeless. So it's like, it's just a testament of what That Catchy Clothing is. It was just like the universe and God was like, it was meant for us to meet each other. And he's doing great things on a small level, but I know he's going to be huge. He's going to be huge.
Can you give us his Instagram? His
book. Yeah,
just Boogie. Just one of you say that because we can't hear you both.
Go.
Boogie Bot. IG Boogie Bot.
Can you spell it out for us?
Yes, it's BOOGIE, and I want to say underscore BOT.
Yeah,
I'm right.
All right, Boogie Bot's Mark. See, that's awesome. And I love stories like that. Your logo's amazing. I mean, it's a good, you're welcome. It's a good integration of city with the spray can and he illuminated it a bit. And I can kind of vouch for Misty, you guys, for the viewers and listeners at home. Actually, we found out that we went to high school together. That's how small the world is.
Yeah.
And you know, even though West Covina has its issues, it really was a nice place to grow up. So I can vouch with what Misty was saying. And, you know, it feels really good that you guys found each other and you're doing this brand. Where do you see That's Catchy Clothing in 5 years from today?
Okay, so I had a vision when he brought this to me and he said, okay, babe, because I'm the artist. And he said, I want you to draw a logo up. This is what I want. That's Catchy. You know, this is what I want to stand for. I said, okay. I had a vision, a dream, that we were going to be as big, if not bigger, and across all genres of youth as Vans. I love you, Vans. Don't hate me, but you know, we're going to be the biggest. We're going to be your biggest competitors very soon. But that's what I saw. I saw, you know, across all color lines, all genres of young people, you know, whatever's trendy now, today, tomorrow, amongst all the different groups of youth out there, you know, we're here for you. We want to hear from you. We want to make sure that our brand represents all of you guys, you know.
So.
Yes.
I love it. So 5 years from now, where are you guys going? Yes. You're just going to be as big as Vans, right? That's
yeah,
the goal?
That's yes.
If are you not, doing, if, you're doing if, footwear as well, or?
Doing out?
We're doing.
Because Vans is a footwear store.
Oh,
you know.
No, we, not no, yet. No, we not haven't. Yet. We haven't got into the footwear. Our next thing is doing some great things with some socks that our friend and part creator, underscore Boogie Bot. That's his actual IG, underscore Boogie. As in like Boogie, BOOGIEBOT, as in like. So he just gave some ideas to us, and we're gonna do some stuff with some socks, and they're gonna be lit. Let's just say that they're gonna be lit. They're gonna
yes,
be lit.
Got some funky feet for you.
Yes.
What'd you say?
I said we're gonna get some funky feet for you.
Yeah. But yes, Monique, this is you know, we have literally invested more in our brand and in this young man that we have made and generate any kind of capital. But we know that when you start a business, it takes money to be able to make money. And once you make the money, we'll be able to help our communities.
That's right. You know, and at the startup, we understand that. Like, you talk to a lot of guests that have been on this show, and when you're just starting up, it feels like you're just, I give the example that my bank account on certain days is like a railroad station. It's like, go and get the money, because somebody, it's just a mess in there. But, right. You know, it sounds like you're establishing correctly, and we linked you up with Casa LA. I'm excited to see what you guys do with them. Shout out to Casa LA. They help court-appointed youth here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And I'm excited for you guys. Don't worry about the money, because you're passionate about it and the money will follow. It's an energy thing. So
it's like I said, I don't mean to cut you off. If it was so much about the money, we won't be investing in this young man the way we have and in our brand as much as we have, because we have to, Monique. We have to. You have to believe, just like you became successful because you believed in yourself. You believed in the gift that you have to offer our community, our people, and how is it that you can help us, and so on. It's like a domino effect. Yeah. You know, you knock one and the next one knocks the other one, but it keeps pushing forward. And that's what we're doing.
Yes. Beautiful. You guys, we're excited to know you. I'm excited to reconnect with Misty. Who knew? Like, what a small world. I didn't know you were this badass, Misty. You go, girl, go, Bulldogs. Go West Covina High School. What do you want to tell entrepreneurs out there that feel frustrated right now because of the pandemic? Maybe they lost a lot. They don't know where that next check is coming from, or you know, the capital, where that next that cash injection is coming from, and they feel like they just should give up. What do you want to tell them? And they're about to break through, but maybe they just want to hang their hat and get a regular job.
Okay. Don't give up, number one. You know, you might get 100 no's before you get a yes, but keep pushing. Keep pushing. Someone will say yes. If it's for you, you had a vision, you know that this is what you're supposed to be doing, keep on pushing. When the door shuts, another one will open, but don't stop. Whatever you do, don't stop. You know, if you've got to take time to make some more money, to build capital, to keep investing in yourself, do that. But don't forget to reinvest in yourself. Don't forget to, you know, once you get what you need, to go back to your baby and start feeding it, because that baby will grow.
Will grow.
Yes.
That's great advice. You know, it reminds me of, I've had every job you could think of. So I understand that. I really do.
Right.
If you don't mind, I would like to add to some of what she just said. Viewers, I spent 20 years in prison, where I was told when to eat. I was told when I had to shower. I was told when I was allowed to go outside and go get some fresh air. X, Y, and Z, the story goes on. I'm here today. Pandemic to me is like, it's a cakewalk because I've been through the worst of the worst. I had to fight myself out of prison. I had to litigate myself, my court papers to get home. And it was all because that gift, our brain, is so powerful. You feed yourself affirmations every day on a daily basis that you know you can do something. Believe you me, it will flourish to reality. It will come true. It's just, you have to believe. You have to believe. The key word, she said, don't give up. You're not giving up, even if you're hopping on one leg, but that means you're moving forward. That's all it takes, is being able to move forward every day. Nowadays, I laugh at my troubles because it's like I'm free. Now, I enjoy my troubles because I get to be able to fix them and make them better. So that is the beauty of this journey. It's the beauty.
That is beautiful. And, you know, we just have a few minutes left. You guys are our only guest today. And I just want to say thank you. We're going to have you back on. I would like to have you guys in studio and spend some more time with you. Maybe you could bring some shirts and we can play with them. And
you know,
that'd be awesome.
I want to see some of your product in studio. So you guys, this is Misty and Ricardo from That's Catchy. Give them your social media handles and where can they order some of the clothes?
Yes, they can order if you want some of these like limited edition, like the tie-dye stuff that we will have to have our maker Boogie make some of these stuff, then you can like DM us on IG at That's Catchy Clothing. But if you would like to get some of the other merch that we might have online on our webpage, that will be at thatscatchyshop.weebly.com. So you can go there. As soon as you go to the page on Instagram, you're going to see the link that will lead you to our online, our e-commerce line. And then you can find stuff. We have workout gear there that she created. We have stuff for the babies. We have onesies. You name it. We have bomber jackets. It's like she went crazy. It was like she was in that computer and acting like she was going shopping, really, when she was creating all this. And I was like, oh, baby, that looks kind of hot.
So that's the way to do it.
Yeah. So we got some funky hoodies in there and some funky gear there. And
the backpacks.
Yeah, the backpacks.
That's cool.
Yeah, we have backpacks in there. We have a Mom's Rock t-shirts that she created. So, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's more than a brand. It's a movement. We are empowered. We are here to empower every age group. Because look at me. 40-something years old and I found my gift. I found my purpose. But
I'm never
going to
complain again, you guys. This is, you know, Ricky just said it right there. He came out of prison and he willed himself with the power of his mind and his will, and he got himself out and he had a strategy. And we're going to dive into that story the next time you're with me. That's a powerful, you remind me of Tupac's mom, you know, that's a powerful story. But the male version, of course. Guys, thank you for being here. I want to thank my sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines. If you are looking for that from farm to table wine, Michael Solberg familywines.com. Thank you to La Casa del Camino. And, you know, everybody that supports this channel. I want to say thanks to Belinda downstairs. She hooked me up. I got here a little early. And shout out to Belinda here at the Silverton Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas. I'm here for the licensing expo this week. And, you know, we're going to see what we can do with some of my brands to get a licensing deal. So that's what I'm here for. Guys, if you have a pandemic project, a story, and you want to be featured in the film, or you have anybody in the Brazil, Belize, Asia, or Canada areas, email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, and we will see about getting them on the film. If you haven't seen the trailer, it's on YouTube, the Pandemic Project documentary. Give it a thumbs up if you like it. And as always, I always ask you every week, what will you start up today? Be well. See you guys next week.
Thank you. You take care.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.